So this argument, the Buddha is unable to resist. And he grants Mahaprajapati's request. But he grants it on certain conditions. He tells Ananda that if Mahaprajapati will undertake to keep 8 important rules, that may be reckoned to her as full ordination. And the rules, he says, are these. A sister, that is to say a nun, even if she be 100 years in the robes, she'll salute, she'll rise up before, she'll bow down before, she'll perform all duties of respect unto a brother, even if that brother have only just taken the robes. Let this rule never be broken, but be honoured, esteemed, reverenced, and observed, as long as life doth last. Secondly, a sister shall not spend the rainy season in a district where there is no brother residing. Let this rule never be broken, but be honoured, esteemed, reverenced, and observed, as long as life doth last. Thirdly, at the half month, let a sister await 2 things from the order of brethren, namely, the appointing of the Sabbath. This is the translator's rather strange word for the Uposatha, and the coming of a brother to preach the sermon, another strange word, discourse. Let this rule never be broken. Fourthly, at the end of keeping the rainy season, let a sister, in presence of both orders, of brethren and of sisters, invite inquiry in respect of 3 things, namely, of things seen, heard, and suspected. Let this rule never be broken. Fifthly, a sister guilty of serious wrongdoing shall do penance for the half month to both orders. Let this rule never be broken. Sixthly, when a sister has passed 2 seasons in the practice of the 6 rules, she may ask full orders from both orders. Let this rule never be broken. Seventhly, a sister shall not in any case abuse or censure a brother. Let this rule never be broken. Eighthly, henceforth is forbidden the right of a sister to have speech among brethren, but not forbidden is the speaking of brethren unto sisters. Let this rule never be broken, but be honoured, esteemed, reverenced, and observed, as long as life doth last. So Ananda goes to Mahaprajapati. He tells her what the Buddha has said. And what is her response? What does she say? She says, just as, Lord Ananda, a woman or a man, youthful, of tender age, fond of self-adornment, having washed the head and gotten a wreath of blue lotus, or of jasmine, or of scented creeper flowers, should take it with both hands and place it atop of the head, even so do I, Lord Ananda, take upon me these 8 important rules, never to be broken so long as life doth last. This is what she says. And Ananda thereupon goes back to the Buddha, tells the Buddha that Mahaprajapati has accepted the 8 important rules and is therefore now fully ordained. The Buddha then explains to Ananda what would have happened if women had not been permitted to go forth from home into the homeless life. But with this part of the text, I do not propose to deal at present. This, then, is the episode from the life of the Buddha with which we are concerned tonight. This is our wreath of blue lotus. Clearly, there's a good deal of material for reflection here, and we cannot hope to exhaust the significance of the episode in the course of just 1 lecture. So I'm going to concentrate on just one part of it, possibly the most important part. I'm going to concentrate on the 8 important rules. And we'll be trying to understand why they took the particular form that they did. And we'll also be taking a look at Mahaprajapati's response to the 8 important rules.